Eric Kruppe joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Farmington now 2-0, 48-6 tonight over North County. The rushing attack was very impressive tonight for the Knights. And first of all, I just get kind of your initial impressions and what you thought, Coach.
Well, it's any time you can get a rivalry win against a good football team that's, you know, you're going to take it. And especially to have a good night at your home turf in front of a packed house, it's a good experience. Mm-hmm. And you know, hopefully our kids, you know, can enjoy it.
You had a lot of guys that ran the ball really well tonight, and I guess the common denominator in all that is your offensive line. I mean, they seem to seal the outside and open up the middle for you.
We really like how they're resetting the line of scrimmage. You know, again, we transition to a different type of blocking scheme, which is it's aggressive. It's you know, your pads got to be low, your feet have got to be moving. You know, it's true flex bone type blocking up front, and our kids have really taken to it, and we've got the type of linemen that can do it efficiently right now. And so, yeah, we you know, against those big offensive linemen, our pad level, leg drive, and a little bit of that want to get it done for 48 minutes, you know, our kids have that.
With Royce Harrison in limited action tonight, you look over at DeMond Guthrie to provide some speed, and you told me this week we might see a little bit more of DeMond this week, and well, the first carry was pretty good, 71 yards, and he was impressive tonight.
Yeah, no, it was good to have him. Obviously, with Royce not being able to play as much as we would have liked, you know, the fact that you have somebody else that has that explosive capability is great to see. So him coming in and, you know, taking that pitch, and, you know, especially after that first drive, we turned the football over and maybe momentum is not going the way that you wanted to or expected it to at the beginning of the football game, to be able to hit that explosive play, it was good. So that was at the right time, it was needed.
And Braden Bodkin leads in rushing 2 weeks in a row. Your first 2 weeks, he went for 150 last week, 127 tonight, and he just hammers his way along. And he even had a 77 yarder. But did you guys give him trouble about not getting to the end zone here?
I don't know, but you know, it's nice to have a big fullback in this offense that can be very successful in that first phase of the option. And you know, we feel that we do have a good one that runs behind his pads and runs hard, and somebody that can run through arm tackles. You know, it's good to have that, because it all starts with the first phase of the option. If we can't be successful in the first phase of the option, then, you know, you're never going to be as successful as you want or need to be at the second or third phases.
Turned him over 5 times tonight. You're going to win a lot of ball games if you do that.
Yeah, you know, that's one of our, you know, we've got 6 defensive goals, and one of our 6 defensive goals is turnover creation. And, you know, we met it last week, we met it this week again. And anytime you can steal possessions and get the ball back to our offense, you know, we're going to take that. And so, yes, it's great to see us be able to create turnovers. And then this week we did a better job of capitalizing on it.
You know, in the offseason you had kind of this quarterback battle. You had Carson Sutton and Caden Files, of course. But you guys told me, you said, Drew Felker's not too far behind these guys. And, you know, Drew comes in, you think, we'll wind the clock. And Drew's like, no, we're scoring a touchdown here. Drew came in and ran tough for you.
Well, he did run tough. He did run hard. And, you know, we know we've got 3 good quarterbacks between Caden and Carson and Drew. All 3 of them can win football games for us. I've got confidence in all of those guys. And I know the rest of our coaching staff does as well. And so, yeah, you know, get to a point where you got to get out of the football game and you want to stay healthy getting out of it. And, you know, our sophomore comes in and he does a good job running the offense, and it's just going to be more experience that he's going to utilize as he gets older as well.
Next week, Hillsborough. You know those guys pretty well. You see them all the time, it seems,
you know,
like.
We already talked about that with our kids after the game. You know, the last 3 times we played, each of those 3 games has been down in the last minute. It's been a 1-score game. Could have gone either way in all 3 of those football games. It's just, you know, you want to talk about playing a team that's going to be hard-nosed, well-coached, does things that give you issues and conflict. I mean, that's Hillsborough. And so it's, you know, it will be a good football game next Friday night.
All right. Hey, we'll see you at the Colts Tractor and Equipment Football Roundtable Tuesday at Applebee's.
That sounds good.
Applebee's.
That sounds good. I'll be there.
Eric Kruppe joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. The Knights 2-0, 48-6 over North County here tonight.